Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth over 6,700 crore rupees from his parliamentary constituency Varanasi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister emphasized that development projects pertaining to education, skill development, sports, healthcare and tourism, among other sectors, were presented to Varanasi, which will not only improve the quality of life of the people, but also create employment opportunities for the youth. Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has initiated a huge campaign for infrastructural development in the country in the last 10 years, with objectives of improving services for the people and generating jobs for the youth through investments. The Regional Connectivity Scheme Ude Desh Ka Aam Nagrik RCS Udan completes 8 years of its launch today. The scheme was launched on this day in 2016 by the Ministry of Civil Aviation. The Udan scheme focuses on improving unserved air routes in underserved regions of the country and fulfilling the aspirations of the common citizens. Under it, the first RCS Udan flight was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 27th of April 2017. In Jammu and Kashmir, 6 labourers were killed and 4 others injured when terrorists attacked a private company's labour camp in the Gagangir area of Gandharwal district last night. The injured were taken to a sub-district hospital in Kangan town, from where the critically injured were shifted to SKIMS hospital in Srinagar city. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has termed the terror attack on civilians in Gagangir in Jammu and Kashmir as a despicable act of cowardice. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that those involved in this heinous act will not be spared and will face the harshest response from our security forces. Mr. Shah extended his condolences to the families of the deceased and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari also condemned the attack. Meanwhile, one heavily armed terrorist was neutralized in an encounter with security forces along the LOC in Uri area of Baramulla district. Police said after a suspicious movement was spotted by the joint team of forces during an anti-infiltration operation, the terrorists were challenged by the troops. However, the terrorists opened indiscriminate fire. One terrorist was eliminated in retaliatory firing. The identity of the slain terrorist is being ascertained. Security forces have recovered 1 AK rifle, 2 AK magazines, 57 AK rounds, 2 pistols, 3 pistol magazines and other warlike stores from the encounter site. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has launched Mission Vasundhara 3.0 in Guwahati to provide land rights to indigenous people. Under this, steps will also be taken to digitize various land-related services and publish maps for the benefits of the people of the state. The Chief Minister also launched the Revenue Department's DigiDoc, a digital directory for non-registrable and optional registrable documents. After Rashtriya Janata Dal or RJD, now CPIML has also expressed strong displeasure over seat allocation among allies of INDIA bloc. Both parties have given ultimatum to Jharkhand Mukti Morcha to meet their demands till 11 a.m. today, or they would be free to take any decision. In seat-sharing formula of INDIA bloc, 70 seats were given to Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress, while 11 seats were given to RJD and CPIM. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 18,53,000 net members in the month of August this year. The Labour and Employment Ministry said that around 9,30,000 new members have enrolled during the month. Out of the total new members, around 2.53 lakhs are female members. Maldivian President Dr. Mohamed Muezzu has decided to introduce India's Unified Payment Interface or UPI in Maldives. The President's office announced that the decision was taken on the recommendation of the Cabinet. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand scripted history as Sophie Devane-led side clinched their maiden Women's T20 World Cup title after beating South Africa by 32 runs in Dubai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.